Thank you for calling the Deborah Barbera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Deborah Barbera claimant on the line, Miss Brittany Kirksey. Can
awesome.
You assist her?
Absolutely. Hi, Brittany.
Hey.
Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Now, was it yourself that was diagnosed with meningioma, or was that a family member?
Yes.
Yourself? Very sorry to hear that. And you're a U.S. Resident, are you?
I am.
Living in the state of?
Alabama.
Okay. And then what date were you diagnosed?
Yes, I was diagnosed, it was in September 2017. If I'm not mistaken, September 2017.
Okay. September of 2017. Now, are you the only one that used the product that ended up getting meningioma, or do you have any friends or family that used it that got sick as well?
I'm the only one. A lot of my family members don't stay down here, so
okay.
I don't talk to them on the regular, so I'm not sure.
Got it. Not a problem. Thank you for confirming that. And just to reconfirm here, this was the brand name Deborah Barbera, not the generic that you used for at least a year, four times a year or so. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then what year did you start using the product?
I was 22, so I think that was 2014 or something like that.
2014? Okay, perfect. So after 1992, let me click that, in 2014. And then I imagine you stopped sometime in 2017 when you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Let me put that in there. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Say it again.
Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
The gender?
Your gender, yes. Mm-hmm. Male, female?
Oh, female. I was trying to understand what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, not a problem. Thank you. And then I have your name spelled Brittany and then Kirksey. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your email is last name first initial at gmail.com?
Yes.
And then your cell is
30. No. The last name, the first letter, 30@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I got that. And then cell phone 251-376-3666.
Yes.
And what is your current mailing address?
556 Cherokee Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Thank you. And at which medical facility or hospital or clinic were you diagnosed?
Yes, infirmary. Infirmary hospital.
Okay, mobile infirmary on mobile infirmary circle?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me see. Let me type that in there. And then what was your doctor's name?
Kevin Pruitt.
Okay. And let me check here to make sure I get his name spelled correct.
Kevin. Mm-hmm. Last name Prewett.
Perfect, yes. Let me put that in there. And so he was the doctor that diagnosed and treated you?
Yes, my primary doctor.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me put that in there. Now, when you were getting the depot shots, what hospital or clinic was that at? Was it at the same place or elsewhere?
Yes.
Same place? Okay. With the same doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in here.
That's who did the depo. That's the primary, my primary doctor.
Okay.
Well, was my primary doctor. Yes.
All right. Let me put that in there and let me add some quick notes in here. Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with cancer prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma, or no?
No,
and
I wasn't
either,
prior, no.
And then either yourself or the doctor or the facility will be able to provide medical records, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, myself, I just had a house fire.
Oh,
last
sorry
year.
To hear that. Wow, that's scary, but not a problem. They
should. So I have proof
just
of my house fire, but I'm pretty sure they can, you know, eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then this next question is just for an emergency contact if you would like to put one down in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Sure.
Okay. Do you live with this individual or no?
No.
Okay. Their name?
Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z.
F-R-I-T-Z, okay. And relation?
Mom.
And then phone number?
251-330-5986.
Okay. And are they also in Mobile?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
11/02/91.
11/02/91. And then the social?
Yes. 416-39-0534.
Okay. I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign. It's going to come electronically via text message and email. You can open up either one. It'll take you to the same spot. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. But I do see that was sent out. Let me know if you got it.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. We'll just follow the prompts on that, and then let me know when you hit the submit button so I can double check and make sure that it went through.
Okay. Hold just a moment.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm finished. Say you're done.
Let me just double check, make sure it shows on my end. And yep, it sure does. So you're all set for now. In about a week or so, depending on their workload, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves. They're going to double check my work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though it'll be a shorter call than ours, it'll be a more important one because they will re-verify everything in their system. But other than that, you're set for now, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, same to you.
Bye.